beautiful people. Quick question. Have you ever thought to yourself, I've been passed up for a promotion, but I don't understand why? Or I want a change in my career, but where do I even begin? We know we're not the only ones that have had these questions, and that's why we started this podcast. It's called Gems for the Journey, and we hope that as you listen, you can discover some gems for your career journey. I'm Leah Murphy, and in my life, I wear many hats. I'll tell you about just three of them. I am an engineer by trade, a career coach and entrepreneur, all while working hard to stay happily married and raise three beautiful children.
Ooh, that sounds like a lot of work, Leah. My name is My name is Alma Gordon. I'm a brand marketer, entrepreneur, and serial passion pursuer with a business approach to my endeavors, but always with a creative spin. And we're two really great friends that have supported one another throughout our entire professional careers. I mean, we've been through it all, and we're here to share some authentic stories that include key successes and setbacks. You're not going to want to miss this.
In part one, we cover technical skill. In part two, we're going to go into more detail for political capital. So I'll let you guys get right to it. You gave me the perfect segue because your social capital is what allows you to call bullshit on someone who could potentially be a subject matter expert. But because you're so informed about the organization or what the needs are or what the problem is you're solving, you have enough social capital or leverage that then you taking that kind of risk is one that's going to be acknowledged. People are going to say, wow, like, if Ama is the one bringing this up, there must be something to really be concerned about. There has to be some validity to the point if someone like an Ama is the one that's concerned. So maybe we should revisit it. So that's kind of the benefit of social capital, on one at one dimension, is that when there are things that could be a little bit more risky or concerning, if you have the right social capital with the right people who are decision makers, it gives you the ear and it gives you an opportunity to influence key decisions. Would you agree?
Yeah, I'm going to tie it back to what I said when we first sort of introduced the episode that I would argue that having definitely having social or political capital can put you could better position you for success in a number of different ways. So what you just mentioned, right? So having that almost and it supports or provides reassurance to people. That if you're someone who's raising a hand and saying, hey, something about this, doesn't pass the sniff test, people will find your opinion valuable. But also on the other end of the spectrum, if you also have, political and social capital, you could say things and may not be as heavily questioned or criticized, right? So whether it's the right direction or not so much the right direction. But because you have that political and social capital, there's not as much due diligence that might go into or questioning that might go into something that's being said or recommended. So there's something about that, and I've seen this, right? I've seen this happen where, I'm like, wow, how did this happen? How did they push this through?
Right. How did
Because
we get
nothing about
here?
what? How do we get here?
What?
And the only answer I've ever been able to come up with is this person has been able to navigate through successfully because they have political or social capital. So they're not getting questioned as much.
Can you
And
define, we defined technical skill. Can you define what social capital is for the listener?
So I would define political or social capital, having, I would say, the aptitude to be able to form relationships that build trust within an environment or a company. It includes forming relationships that essentially allow you to have more influence over others, have more influence over decisions, and it's based on that relationship that has been established and that ability to navigate and understand how to form those relationships with key decision makers. Would you add anything to that?
I would not add anything to it. I think you covered it well. I would only go a step further to say if social or political capital is built the right way, it's typically through demonstrating technical depth, establishing credibility, and then that credibility leads you to this capital where people have a level of trust and they will yield to your guidance or to your direction. But
You know, I'm
there.
going to refine that a bit, right? So I the only refinement I would make is, and again, Lee, you know, my experience coming from marketing side versus, you know, you more the engineering side is, I would say it could be or, right? Not necessarily a technical skill and credibility. I've seen it where it's not been a technical skill, but they have created credibility, and the credibility could not be a result of their skill set.
No, so I was saying built if you build it in the right way, right? In the ideal sense, it
Oh,
would
yeah.
come in the ideal sense is how it would
Sorry,
come.
sorry.
My
I thought we were out here talking about how some of these leaders
yeah, are out here being
are
trash.
out
They're out here being
here. You're
trash.
like, wait,
because
what?
the other way to build it, which is not, you know, not the traditional path that a lot of us have been forced on, where we have to demonstrate all of our capabilities to build this, you know, credibility, and then we have this very entry level early on insight to a social capital opportunity. The other way is you have a relationship that has nothing to do with your ability to do your job well, where you see one another, you know, you see yourself in someone. Hey, he has to be a great guy. You know, we went to the same school, we went to the same alma mater, or they
Right.
have to be fantastic. Our children are on the crew team together. So, you know, these are just a good
What?
family. They're just great people.
Right. We come from similar
Yeah,
backgrounds. Or you
totally,
know,
totally.
he always says the right thing at the right time to the right people. It's something about him I really like, or
Right.
about her that I really like.
Right. That's
I
that's
see a lot of myself in her,
totally,
right? Or
totally.
him.
Or in it, I mean, in a pinch, in a pinch. I mean, they have to be the guy that you would go to because, you know, they're just, if it's inexplainable, then it means it's not built on anything of substance.
It's just something about them,
Yeah.
something intangible.
So unfortunately, you know, and we both have experienced this, and I think, you know, we just know it to be true as a culture, is for us, it does require, especially, you know, for women, for minorities, for LGBTQ community members, oftentimes the grace of being able to establish social capital without any technical depth or credibility is not given to us. But we do realize that it exists, and that's part of the political navigation in any organization, right? That some of that is has been given to someone for a reason that you may not ever fully understand.
Yeah,
And I think
I think that's a real statement. I think that's a real statement
that
that happens. And I've heard leaders say, you know, hey, you know what? I'm not the smartest person in this room, right? But I just make sure that I hire a team of smarter people.
Totally. And I mean, it leads me into the like whole idea of technical depth will get you to a point, right? There are limitations. There is a ceiling often to technical depth, because now you have to partner that with some other critical skill sets that are, you know, influential, storytelling, business focused, customer driven. So if you just end your development at technical depth, oftentimes you'll fall into a very narrow group of people who are probably great at what they do, but probably are not very good at anything else, right? Kind of the opposite of a generalist. But as a
Yeah.
leader, if you want to continue to grow your career in corporations or even as an entrepreneur, you definitely need to be able to identify what gaps you have in your own capability, and then be able to hire people or bring people together, bring teams together that either fill in your gaps or over deliver in areas where you have weaknesses. And that's where real leaders are differentiated, is they can see the opportunity to develop someone. They can see that, you know, I need these five different skill sets on my team in order for us to win. And that's all very important. That's kind of the next level of really being a leader. Leading people is really all about credibility and social capital, because you need your team to believe in you, to trust you, to want to be guided and follow your direction. So oftentimes that's a key element to the best leaders. And we I didn't mention something a minute ago. Social capital can totally be traded, right? So Ama and I have a great relationship. We've known one another for many years. So I would then represent, it's the same thing as like any introduction or like, yo, you know, put me on, right? Hey, yeah, I got somebody, they're solid. It's fantastic. You know, she's great. She does great work. I am lending her my social capital because I know that she's a capable person and she's going to deliver. And she's not going to make me look bad. She's not going to be out here, you know what I mean, throwing dirt on my name. So yeah, I will give you that leg up. I will lend you my social capital in an environment where you may not have any or yours is at a lower level than mine and vice versa.
It's funny you mentioned that, Leah, because that
Is
came
it now?
Up. Yeah, that came up for me yesterday, actually. So I was referred for a particular opportunity, and the social currency that came along with this referral, to me, I was floored by, right? So literally within the first 5 minutes of the conversation, the individual stated, you know, I was referred to you. I'm going to, you know, swap out the names. I'm going to say Tim. I was referred to you by Tim. And Tim, I would say, is the ideal for what we look for in this role, right? I almost look at him as setting the template. So we're looking for people like him. So anybody referred by Tim is someone that I am going to have a conversation and strongly consider. So the social capital, right? You know, started with Tim, and then the social capital that I had with Tim, right, allowed him to feel confident enough to refer me. So, you know, it comes full circle, right? Because not only just having it for yourself, right, and building the credibility, building the skill set, building the relationships, right, but also when you're being referred by someone with such strong political capital, that, I mean, that speaks, I mean, volumes, right?
It definitely gives you a leg up coming into the organization.
Yeah,
that positive
So it's not only your own, but it's where it's coming from as well.
Mm-hmm.
And together it can be really dynamic and set, I mean, and help build success for a really great team, especially when you're, you know, maybe don't have as strong a relationship, or you're not, you know, don't have a leg up for some of the reasons that Leah mentioned earlier, you know, with different, you know, certain groups within corporate America.
So then this is kind of my final thought on social capital. It's really, really difficult to build for some individuals. And I'm, you know, speaking to the audience of the people that I imagine are listening to this podcast and can relate to us. It's difficult to build because it takes time. It takes consistency. It also takes people's willingness to want to give you any social capital, right? They have to see a value in it. And I mean, there's a lot of proving that happens there. And there's a lot of potential pitfalls and risk because we all make mistakes. We're all human. But it's really easy to destroy, right? If you lend your social capital to someone who comes in and does an absolute trash job, now, you know, there's a real long-term impact on whether or not people will take your recommendations in the future. And that's just the reality of the environment we live in.
Yeah. Can I add a little something to that?
Yeah,
Leah?
What's up?
Because I think it's important to mention that, you know, yes, it's really easy to destroy, but it's also really easy to somehow influence a decision maker to not even consider you, right? To even be open to showing or earning that political or social capital, right? So I've
more.
Seen this happen as, yeah, so I've seen this happen. I'm gonna give you an example. So, you know, I've worked in a previous environment where there was, you know, some dynamic changes that happened in the work culture and, you know, new bosses, new leaders, right? And
new year, new you kind of vibe or just
new year,
new
company
you
in the middle of the year though, right? So, right. All things new. But one could argue that everyone's starting with a fresh slate. Now, that means, you know, you can either build something, right? You can build your political social capital, or you could give them reason to not even consider you, right? To be in a position to earn that. And that was starting the upfront. So that's not being for so an individual not necessarily being willing to be open, to be guided, to receive any direction, to be influenced, to be a team player, to be open to listening, right? So what that does is for someone who's a new leader or other team members, it's a higher likelihood that they now sort of shut you out, right? So they don't even they say, you know, we're not even going to consider this person. So even we were not even open to them earning that, you know, relationship or building that relationship with me. So essentially you destroyed it before you've even had an opportunity to build it. Right? But that happened.
No,
That
you're right.
happened. You
It
haven't
does happen.
built it yet, right? You haven't built it yet, but you've shut the gate on the opportunity to build it. And I have seen that happen. And that's a really quick way for a pretty rapid downfall. And in a short amount of time.
I'm laughing for two reasons. For one, it makes me think of, for some
I've
reason.
seen it. I mean, it happens. I mean, it's funny, but it's not,
It's
right?
not, right?
I
That's
mean,
the part that makes it hard.
I think the value that I bring with working in such a vast, wide range of industries and companies is I've seen it all.
Because, and I've seen the same. The thing that it made me laugh about, the reason why it made me laugh is because oftentimes people in organizations can attach their cart to the wrong horse. When I say that, it's like, you know, you think things are going one direction, you put all your eggs in that basket, you're gung-ho for this one particular leader or for this one particular software, you go all in because you think that that's going to be the winning horse, right? So you're 100% sure. And then that horse doesn't win. And now you're
Or the race gets canceled and it's
right,
all
and you're
involved and
like
they move locations and you're like, what?
exactly, anything can happen.
I already paid for my parking ticket. What do you mean?
Like I'm here now. So right, you've gotten so far in on something without, you know, really having enough discernment to be able to choose wisely or communicate effectively or, you know, kind of make sure you don't oversell whatever it is you're kind of getting into. So then those folks end up completely stuck. And I'll give a quick example. There are leadership changes
We're on
and
fire with the
we
examples
are,
today.
right? Guys,
Go ahead,
these
Leah.
things are happening. These are real. There's an organization, there's an organizational change, and there is new leadership coming in. And you know that, you know, the current marketing manager or the current CMO, I should say, is going to be the next CEO. It's going to happen. Of course, it's going to happen. No problem. So you're fully committed to them. You're over-indexed. You spent all your time and energy making sure that they're pleased with you and that everything you do is fantastic in their eyes. 6 months later, fast forward, that leader decides they're going to leave. They make a personal decision to leave the organization. And now what you've done is created this dynamic of, okay, well, if he's not there or she's not there, the one leader that you were so hitched to and attached to, then, you know, now everyone else in the organization is trying to figure out, were you really capable or were you just their loyal subject? So you put yourself in a position where, you know, now you can be questioned or doubted. Now, if your guy would have, you know, gotten to the corner office, you would have been made in the shade, right? Oh man, my guy's in the corner office. I can totally take all that social capital. We have a fantastic relationship. But if that person doesn't, and you don't have a technical, you don't have any technical depth, or you don't have your own social capital with other individuals who are clear decision makers, now you're just kind of on an island, and it's just a bad, it's a bad situation.
I've seen that too. I've
Yeah.
seen that too.
Because essentially, at the end of the day, just like in life, in corporate America, in business, reputation is everything, right? It's really all you have when you're not in the room. Your reputation and what people are willing to say about you when you're not present, when you're present and when you're not present, is really all you have. So protect that. Make sure that you see it as an investment. Make sure you see it as a something that needs to consistently be addressed and manicured and thought of, and making sure you're continuing to give people great examples, great quality work, setting high expectations for others, and then vice versa, holding yourself accountable for those same high expectations. And then your reputation will be exactly what you want it to be. And other people will be happy to lend their social capital in order for you to get in the room that you didn't even know you could have been left out of.
Yeah. And I think I would just add, one more line to that. I think that it'll be a nice way to sort of wrap the episode. Is with that being said, right, keep in mind that it's not necessarily one or the other, right? It's a matter of
ideally. No, it's definitely not one or the other. It's absolutely not one or the other.
Yeah. It's definitely both. It's definitely both. There's value to both. Especially if you are seeking a leadership track and to be a well-rounded leader that a team seeks to for guidance, that trust, that looks to you to not only as a source of value, but also as an individual that values the key contributors of their team. So it's not one or the other. It is both. Having that political and social capital, in my opinion, holds a very special place to be able to navigate through, even when maybe you don't have as sharp as technical skills.
So I'd like to give a shout out to all of my individual contributors, all of my subject matter experts. You are valued.
The G's, the generalists. Let's not forget the generalists.
We see you. You are valuable. The company can't run without your expertise. There are crucial decisions that can't be made in a room if you're not there to help guide the decision. Oftentimes there's a lot of excitement and a lot of energy put to individuals who can lead teams, and they're great. We need both. Just like you need technical depth and social capital, you need subject matter experts, and you need generalists, and you need broad leaders. Like, you need all of these things in order for a successful organization to run. So it's really about the path that you choose. And make sure no matter what, you protect your reputation, because reputation is everything.
Well, thank you guys for listening.
All right. It's been awesome.
This was Leah Murphy and Amma Gordon. Thank you so much for listening. We hope this episode gave you some real gems that you can use on your own career journey. Come back for the next episode and be sure to follow us on social at Gems for the Journey on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And you can also email us at info@gemsforthejourney.org. That's info@gemsforthejourney.org. And let us know if you have any comments or questions.